focus on your strengths. Okay. Ultimately, let's say if you become an entrepreneur and you want to start a food business, but the point is you don't know to cook, but you understand there is a market demand gap or market supply gap. Number two, you have, let's say, money. Number three, you have team members who can actually create food for you. So here, in this case, you would want to play on your strengths. And your strengths could be your communication skills, or your strength could be customer experience management skills, or your strength could be